Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Menghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Albany, New York. The Art of Jian Shan Ren Exhibition held in State Capitol. The message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance was highlighted at the New York State Capitol during the Art of Jian Shan Ren Exhibition from March 28th through the 31st. 18 artworks were prominently displayed in the bright open hall of the State Legislative Office Building. Visitors to the exhibit marveled at the meaningful stories behind the art and learned about the practice of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong. People were shocked by some of the stories depicted in the paintings. Many signed a petition to condemn the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, for its lucrative murder for transplant organ industry. New York State Assemblywoman Eileen Gunther told practitioners that she has been a longtime supporter of Falun Dafa. She thanked the practitioners for bringing vitality to the local community. State Senator Mario Matera added his signature to the petition calling to stop the persecution. As he watched the exercise teaching video, he said, "I definitely need to meditate and calm down." Senator Matera said he would like to learn Falun Dafa. Two state police officers passed by the exhibition. A practitioner told them about Falun Dafa and explained how her husband's health improved after he began practicing 8 years ago. Their interest was piqued, and a practitioner provided them with information about local practice sites where they could join others in learning the practice. The first 2 days of the exhibition happened to be on what are referred to as lobby days. Lobby groups from various cities across New York State assembled in the building and had an opportunity to see the art on display. They listened as practitioners told them the stories behind the artworks. Many people signed the petition to help end the persecution and took home information to read. One young woman who had just started learning the Falun Dafa exercises visited the exhibition. She spent over 2 hours carefully looking at each artwork because she wanted to understand the story behind each one. Another young woman came from her workplace to see the art. She did the Falun Dafa exercises along with the instructional video. A practitioner provided her with detailed guidance for doing the movements. The visitor said that she was grateful for the opportunity to see the exhibition. On the final day of the exhibit, a worker in the legislative building reported learning about Falun Dafa through the show. She said that she bought an online copy of Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa teachings, and learned the exercises at home. She noted that her whole body felt wonderful and thanked practitioners for holding the exhibition. She said, "You changed my life."
Japan. A seminar on ending medical genocide and a documentary on transplant tourism exposed the CCP's crimes. The Stop Medical Genocide Network held a seminar for medical journalists, newspaper reporters, company presidents, and business consultants in Tokyo, Japan on April 2nd. The meeting exposed the Chinese Communist Party's organ harvesting atrocities and called on the international community to help stop the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners. Renowned Canadian human rights lawyer David Mattis stated, "Forced live organ harvesting of Falun Dafa practitioners is a criminal act. This is a glaring act of genocide. The CCP's massive system for forced live organ harvesting has been ongoing for 22 years, and the numbers are unbelievable." Mr. Aoki, an expert in overseas business support, said, The real China only exists when the CCP disintegrates. Falun Dafa practitioners have been persisting because of their faith. They will definitely hold up and witness the day when the CCP collapses. Mr. Hibino Morillo has been following the issue of brain death and organ transplant, and he said, "Falun Dafa practitioners pose no threat. It is absolutely unacceptable to detain them and deem them guilty. It is also unacceptable to harvest their organs." Mr. and Mrs. Hashimoto said, "Falun Dafa practitioners have committed no crime. It is absolutely terrible to know that they can vanish from the face of the earth in the space of one day. We do not understand why this group of compassionate people is being persecuted. We support Falun Dafa practitioners, and we hope they'll persist until the end and make a big impact in the world." On April 8th, the nonprofit Association for Transplant Tourism held a screening of the award-winning documentary Human Harvest in Sagamihara, Kanagawa Prefecture. The film exposes the CCP's harvesting of organs from living Falun Dafa practitioners imprisoned for their faith. Many people, including professors from the university, saw the film. Mrs. Sone, who attended the screening, stated, "We cannot tolerate genocide. We need to let more Japanese people learn of this inhumane act happening under the rule of the CCP regime. I hope the Japanese government will urge the CCP to stop their crimes, which go against human morals." After seeing the documentary, Mrs. Shirota said, "Practitioners' efforts in ending the persecution is for the benefit of the whole world, and I support them."
Shoppers learn about Falun Dafa at mall in Istanbul, Turkey. Falun Dafa was introduced to the public at a popular shopping mall on the Asian side of Istanbul on Saturday, March 25th. People were waiting to learn the exercises even before the practitioner's booth was fully set up. Mall visitors sat on nearby benches and watched the Falun Dafa exercise instruction. Some onlookers asked for flyers and sought to learn about the practice. First graders Toprak and Denise are 7-year-old twins. Sitting with their legs crossed, they did the fifth exercise, a seated meditation. One boy said that he felt very peaceful, and his twin reported that his heart was calm. Their mother, Hatice Hanim, shared an observation that children tend to be distracted these days. She said that in their home, they do various meditations. She reported that this was the first time her boy sat for such a long time. Hanim said, "I was surprised." Tourism professional Mustafa Batiyar mentioned that he first heard about Falun Dafa years ago on the internet. He was glad to meet practitioners. Batiyar said that he would take informational brochures, a copy of the Mingwei magazine, and the introductory book, Falun Gong, to learn more about the spiritual practice. The 6-hour event provided practitioners with a great opportunity to answer visitors' questions at length. Many people happily took brochures with them as they departed.
Two U.S. citizens call on the international community to rescue a mother repeatedly imprisoned for her faith. Falun Dafa practitioner Liu Aihua, a 69-year-old Shaoyang City, Hunan Province resident, was arrested for her faith on July 7, 2022. The woman has been repeatedly targeted by the CCP since the onset of the persecution of Falun Dafa in 1999, with this being her 11th arrest by the police. The preceding year, a group of officers broke into Liu's home and threatened her. An officer told her, "You shouldn't live in my district as it brings trouble for me. We will come to harass you every day." She tried to explain to them that she didn't do anything wrong by practicing her faith, but the officer replied, "I'm a member of the Chinese Communist Party and I only listen to the party." Liu's most recent arrest resulted in her being sentenced to a 4-year prison term, and this was her third formal prison incarceration, although she has repeatedly been held for periods of time in detention and brainwashing centers without due process. She is currently imprisoned at the Changsha City No. 4 Detention Center. Liu has appealed the 4-year verdict that was handed down on March 10, 2023. Liu Aihua is the mother of 2 U.S. citizens, Lydia Wang and Stephen Wang, a principal dancer with the New York-based dance company Shen Yun Performing Arts. Stephen's father, also a practitioner of Falun Dafa, died in 2009 from health complications stemming from torture when he was imprisoned. Due to the ongoing persecution in China, he couldn't go back to attend his father's funeral. Stephen Wang was married in 2017 and had invited his mother to come to the U.S. for his wedding. She was arrested before she could leave China for the event, and that arrest led to a 3-year prison sentence. After having endured years of incarceration and torture, Mrs. Liu is suffering from many ailments, including high blood pressure and diabetes. Stephen and his sister Lydia said they are very worried about their mother. They are calling on the international community to rescue her. Now a father himself, Stephen looks forward to the day when he can reunite with his mother.
South Korea. Master Lee's recent article, How Mankind Came to Be, helps people to be kind. Tiante Bookstore in Seoul, South Korea, hosted a meeting on March 19th to read Mr. Lee Hongzhi's latest article, How Mankind Came to Be. About 20 people shared their thoughts on the Falun Dafa founder's latest teaching. Most participants had already read Falun Dafa's main book, Juan Falun, or attended the 9-day Falun Dafa workshop, which is held every month at the bookstore. Attendees came from different backgrounds, but all sought the meaning of life. Inspired by dramatically positive changes that occurred in her husband when he took up cultivation 19 years ago, Ms. Hong, from Dongducheon City, was drawn to read Juan Falun herself. She came to understand that her husband was following Mr. Lee's teachings. Ms. Hong gleaned from the article, How Mankind Came to Be, that we, quote, should respect divine beings and help one another. She added, the article can guide people to return to their kind nature. Mr. Lee from Sonam City received a Falun Dafa flyer a few years ago. He joined the 9-day Falun Dafa workshop, but got busy and did not finish the course. He said, after reading the article, I felt that it conveys a profound principle. It inspired me to practice Falun Dafa. Songpa District resident Mr. Kim said that reading the article with others helped him focus better. He shared, the older generations always reiterated that people must be virtuous and do good deeds and share. The article talks about it as well. Tiante Bookstore manager and meeting host, Ms. Xu, reported that the article answered many of her own questions. She said, I realized that it could bring people hope, and so I wanted to share the content with more people, which motivated me to host this study session.
Sweden. Tourists praise the power of compassion and encourage practitioners' efforts to end the persecution. The Nobel Peace Prize Museum is a world-renowned tourist destination in Sweden. The square in front of this landmark was filled with people on Easter weekend, April 8th and 9th. Practitioners seized the opportunity to introduce Falun Dafa to numerous international visitors on Saturday. People of conscience signed the petition calling for an end to the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. The public praised the practitioner's persistence in exposing the CCP's crimes. 2 American tourists noticed an eye-catching banner bearing the message, Stop Persecuting Falun Gong, and proceeded to sign the petition. They said that they will tell more people that they should learn about the ongoing atrocities and help end the suppression. The woman identified herself as a loyal reader of the Epoch Times newspaper and said that the publication has done a great job of educating people about traditional Chinese culture and Falun Dafa. She enthusiastically added that she supports Falun Dafa practitioners. The other American tourist told practitioners that he was reminded of a past encounter with Falun Dafa practitioners in front of the Chinese embassy in London. He said, "They persist in protesting peacefully day and night for many years. They will continue to protest the persecution as long as it goes on. It is truly touching. I feel the power of compassion." A young Iranian woman read all of the information on a display board and then signed the petition. After introducing herself, she said she felt there were similarities between the Iranian and Chinese governments. She abhorred the CCP's tyranny and said, "I came to Sweden on a tour with friends from Germany. I will tell them what I learned today." Soon afterward, she returned with her friends and said they came to sign the petition to do their part in stopping this persecution. A couple from India told their son about the persecution, and the three signed the petition to end the atrocities. The man said, "You have persisted in opposing this persecution peacefully for over 2 decades. It is admirable." Many tourists told practitioners that they wanted to take up the practice of Falun Dafa. A young woman from Spain was delighted to discover that there is a practice site in her home city, Madrid. A young Irishman explained that he was interested in Chinese medicine as well as Chinese traditional culture. He said he will go online to learn more about the practice and added, "This practice is peaceful. I think it is excellent. I'm fortunate to come across Falun Dafa."
Shen Yun impresses theater goers in Israel, Australia, Italy, Canada, and the U.S., described as a great deal of love. 8 touring companies of the New York-based Shen Yun Performing Arts performed to many packed houses in Israel, Australia, Italy, Canada, and the United States in early April. Many audience members from across the globe shared their experiences. Film producer Tony Mark saw Shen Yun in New York City on April 6th. Mark has worked on well-known films, including the Oscar-winning movie The Hurt Locker. He felt Shen Yun was very cinematic, especially with the use of its patented backdrop set technology. Mark added, "It seems very clear to me that there's a great deal of love and thought that has gone into this material and into this production." Violinist and university educator Eric Broad saw Shen Yun in New York City on April 9th. He said, "The orchestra is incredible. They are all giving their absolute best, and it's wonderful to see them." Broad referenced the show's expression of traditional Chinese culture, saying, "I think it's all very spiritual. It's based on spiritual things. That's why it's so good." Former governor of New York State, David Paterson, along with his wife Mary, saw Shen Yun in New York City on April 8th. Although Paterson is legally blind, he fully enjoyed the Shen Yun performance. Paterson thought it interesting to learn that classical Chinese dance is a comprehensive dance system with tumbling techniques and is actually where the techniques of sports like acrobatics and gymnastics originated. Paterson was even more impressed with the Shen Yun's concern for human rights. He said that shows true devotion and true belief in the Creator and in the Spirit. Shen Yun performed in Bergamo, Italy from April 5th through April 7th to packed houses. Italian media reported that the CCP had attempted to interfere with the shows. The Chinese Consul General for Milan had traveled to Bergamo requesting that the local culture counselor cancel the performances, to no avail. After outstanding success in Bergamo, the company traveled on to Florence, the next stop in its Italy tour. West Torrens Mayor Michael Coxon and his wife Fiona saw Shen Yun in Adelaide, Australia on April 8th. the mayor offered, Shen Yun speaks to my heart. French ambassador to Israel, Eric Dannen, saw Shen Yun with his wife in Tel Aviv, Israel, on April 8th. The ambassador offered, it's perfect, from beginning to end. It's a very powerful aesthetic. The moment the curtain rises, everyone is amazed by the beauty of what they see. It's absolutely wonderful. Mayor Victoria Woodards of Tacoma experienced Shen Yun with her mother in Seattle, Washington on April 8th. The mayor called the show breathtaking. She shared that the ticket was a Christmas gift for her mother, who had seen Shen Yun perform 3 times previously. Regarding Shen Yun's mission of reviving traditional Chinese culture, Woodard said, that's a beautiful mission. Organization President John Evans and art studio manager Shelley Askin saw Shen Yun in St. Petersburg, Florida. Evans called the performance a broad-based cultural experience and noted that many things were communicated to his heart. Recent Chinese immigrant Qi saw Shen Yun for the first time in Toronto, Canada on April 9th. He said, I'm truly emotional, very proud. He noted that Shen Yun allowed people to learn about China's past culture and delivered the ideas of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. Qi concluded, it will definitely bring peace and happiness to the world. Political analyst Maria Marchichin saw Shen Yun in Toronto, Canada on April 9th. Getting to see the performance was what she referred to as truly a miracle because she arrived without a ticket since they had been sold out ahead of time. She reported, I just took a leap of faith, and eventually she did obtain a ticket. The woman felt that the divine intervened and actually wanted her to see and experience the show. As a political analyst and a Ukrainian, Marchichin appreciated Shen Yun's presentation of China before communism, something unfamiliar to her. She also said that the performance rid her of her anxiety and that the energy from the stage calmed her, especially during the Arhu solo. Marchichin characterized her experience of the show as very positive and uplifting.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.